Welcome to the Audio Branding Academy podcast. On November 14th, 2009, the Audio Branding Congress takes place in Hamburg, Germany. We are proud to present Adrian North as one of the extraordinary speakers of this convention. Adrian is professor of psychology at Harriet Watt University in Edinburgh and one of the most prestigious researchers in the field of music and consumer behavior. To give you a little foretaste of his lecture, we asked him some questions, and this is what he answered. Could you please introduce yourself to our audience?
My name's Adrian North, and I'm Professor of Psychology at Harriet Watt University in Edinburgh.
So what actually do you expect from the Audio Branding Congress?
Well, certainly what I always like about these kind of events is always the opportunity to meet people from industry. Certainly, I spend an awful lot of time in my own little academic bubble, and it's often quite strange almost to get the chance to meet people who are doing this very much at the sharp end, of course, to get their own theories on why music has the effects that it certainly has. So certainly what I always enjoy about these meetings is the opportunity to hear, if you like, kind of other people's theories about what works. And, you know, quite often what you tend to find is that they have kind of a subtle take on a particular theoretical approach that leads to you just slightly changing your thinking about how the individual theory might work in practice, which in turn often leads to new research. So I see it as it's really kind of quite a cyclical thing.
Can you provide us a little insight in what you are going to talk about?
Well, I'm going to be very much trying to summarise the role of psychological research in guiding people in how they use music in retail and leisure environments. So specifically, I'm going to be talking about three topics. I'm going to be talking about how when music induces pleasure and arousal amongst customers, the kind of effects that has on them, particularly the amount that they spend. We're going to be looking at what you might call knowledge activation effects, the idea that if you hear a piece of music, it raises the salience of certain thoughts, certain ideas amongst the listener, and how that in turn can guide not just the amount of money that people spend, but also the particular products that they buy. And then the final topic we're going to look at is how music can influence people's perception of time. There's certainly a well-known phrase over here in the UK, which is that time flies when you're having fun. And so a lot of businesses play music that customers like on the assumption that if customers like the music, then time should fly. In reality, the positions are much more sophisticated than that, much more complex than that, certainly. And so we're going to be looking a little bit at that also.
Thank you, Adrian, for this interview. We're looking forward to seeing you at the Congress and wish you a good journey from Edinburgh. Last but not least, we want to thank our sponsors.
Call Me This. The sound of success.
As well as Sonus, the manufacturer of tools for professional audio branding solutions. And our media partners, Werbeblogger and Friends, Markenlexikon.com and Nomus Publishing. Get more information about the Congress on www.audio-branding-academy.org.